Washington. This is VOA News. Iran nuclear talks extended for one more day. Americans freed by North Korea arrive in the United States. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Talks between Iran, the United States, and the European Union were extended for a second day as a deadline for a comprehensive nuclear agreement approaches. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held face-to-face talks in Oman Sunday, along with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. Foreign Minister Zarif says Western sanctions will not produce the desired results.
Sanctions are not a part of solution. Sanctions are the most important part of the problem. They're illegal in nature. They must be removed. They have not produced any positive result. The only thing that sanctions have produced for the West are about 19,000 centrifuges.
Mr. Zarif says the disagreements that remain are how much uranium Iran can enrich and how the sanctions should be lifted. Secretary of State Kerry says there are real gaps in talks to reach an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program. Thousands of illuminated white balloons have been released into the night skies over Berlin as the German capital concluded Sunday's celebration of the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. The helium-filled balloons were perched on poles matching the 3.6-meter height of the Berlin Wall and stretched for 15 kilometers. They were released one by one to symbolize the disappearance of the wall. In a day marked by solemnity and sheer joy, tens of thousands of people flocked to a citizens' party at the Brandenburg Gate. In Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel led the day of events, including the placing of a rose in one of the few remaining sections of the wall to commemorate those who died trying to escape to the West. This is VOA News. There is intense fighting going on in Ukraine's separatist bastion of Donetsk, with the heaviest shelling in a month. The new clashes are increasing strains on a two-month-old ceasefire deal between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists. Britain's senior military officer is warning that the militant Islamic State group will regenerate its command, even if it turns out that an American airstrike in Iraq killed key jihadist leaders. Britain's chief of defense staff, Nick Haughton, says that he could not confirm whether the U.S. attack last Friday near Mosul on a convoy of Islamic State vehicles killed the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. But Haughton says that even if Baghdadi were killed, he would not rush to the conclusion that it would be a strategic reverse for the insurgents. Two Americans freed by North Korea have returned safely to the United States. Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller arrived Saturday night at a military base in the Pacific Coast state of Washington. They flew in the company of U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who worked to gain their freedom. In a brief news conference at the military base, Kenneth Bay expressed thanks to those who had been, in his words, supporting me and lifting me up and not forgetting me. Bay, a Korean-American missionary, had been in detention since 2012 on a conviction of anti-government activities while leading a group of tourists. Miller had been in prison since April for tearing up his tourist visa in the Pyongyang airport and demanding asylum. The two were the last Americans held by North Korea, which is accused internationally of widespread human rights abuses. China and Russia have signed energy cooperation agreements on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Beijing. Deals, which include a second major supply route, were signed Sunday by Russia's President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The route will supply Russian natural gas to China along a western route. China's President Xi Jinping says that while his country's economy faces challenges, they are not as scary as some might think. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
President Xi Jinping says that as China adapts to what he calls a new normal of slower growth and slacking exports, the country's growth rate is still ranked as one of the highest in the world. Mr. Xi says some people worry that China's economy will fall further. He says there are indeed risks. China's economy is now at the lowest point since the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. Mr. Xi's remarks came at the opening ceremony of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Leaders Summit. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
A Taliban suicide bomber killed a senior aide to the police chief of the Afghan capital, Kabul. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.